Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something I think many of us deal with, doom scrolling. You know, that endless scroll, just going through feeds, often not really meaning to.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got some really interesting stuff today about an app called Barrier. It's designed to try and, well, stop that specific modern problem. It basically creates a deliberate bit of friction, you know, to break what's often just an unconscious habit.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is to unpack how this barrier app actually works, what people are saying about its effectiveness, and maybe what it tells us about our whole relationship with technology. And this is all based on the sources you shared with us. Okay, so let's get into it. The maker of Barrier, Jay Chaplow AI, they actually built it for themselves initially. Mm-hmm. Apparently they felt they were, and I quote, wasting way too much time scrolling.
Relatable for many, I'd imagine.
Definitely. And it was only when friends saw how well it worked for them that they were sort of pushed to release it publicly.
And what's really interesting, I think, is just how simple the solution is. So it launched May 21st, 2024. And the core idea is it limits you to these 10-minute chunks of scrolling on your, well, your most addictive apps.
10 minutes. Okay.
Yep, just 10 minutes. And once that time's up, boom, the app locks.
Okay, so it locks. And here's where the friction comes in, right? How do you unlock it? Is it just stuck?
Well, this is the clever part. To unlock those apps again, you're, quote, forced to wait 30 seconds.
30 seconds? That doesn't sound like a lot, but I guess in the moment, it feels like an eternity if you just want to scroll.
Exactly. And there's a reason for that specific number. The idea is it gives your brain a moment to rethink that urge, that kind of itch, to open something without a real reason.
Like a little pause button for the impulse?
Precisely. That brief pause, plus knowing it'll just lock again in another 10 minutes, that apparently snaps you back to reality. It's designed specifically to break that automatic loop.
Interesting. So it interrupts the autopilot?
That's the goal.
And what about the results? Does this simple trick actually work? What are people saying?
Well, according to the sources, the results are pretty compelling. I mean, first off, it's a free app.
Oh, wow. Free. Okay.
Yeah. And users are reporting, get this, 70% less screen time.
70%? That's huge.
It really is. Even the creator said it, quote, honestly has saved me from hours of scrolling every day.
Hours.
Hours. And we saw comments on Product Hunt, you know, things like, everyone here needs this F.
Yeah, I bet.
Another user backed that up, saying it helped slash their social media time by about 70%.
Wow. Okay. So pretty consistent feedback then.
It seems so. Yeah. Based on this material, it really highlights how much we can just be running on autopilot with our phones, you know?
Absolutely.
And how a pretty small intervention, that little 30-second pause, can actually lead to quite a big change.
It really makes you think, are they stopping there? Or?
Oh, no. They mentioned they're also planning a desktop version, supposedly within the next few weeks. So taking it beyond the phone.
Interesting. So bringing it all together, what's the main takeaway for you listening? This look at Barrier, it really shows how simple design choices, thoughtful ones, can help us get back some control, help break that doom scrolling cycle.
Yeah, it's about designing friction for maybe a bit more freedom in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it raises a bigger question, I think. Beyond just screen time, where else in your day could, like a deliberate 30-second pause, where else could that help you interrupt those other unconscious habits?
Yeah.
Help you make more, you know, intentional choices?
That's a great point. Definitely something to mull over as you go about your week.